This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. 8,018 registered voters in Stone County have the opportunity to vote now in the special election to select a Democratic nominee for Stone County Sheriff. Early voting runs through August 2nd with a special election on Tuesday, August 3rd. If you were registered to vote prior to July 2nd of this year, you can vote in the special election. 3,939 voted in the May primary, but that number is expected to quickly be surpassed in the special election. Earlier this month, the Stone County Election Commission voted to allow any registered voter in Stone County to participate in this Democratic primary, regardless of party affiliation or participation or lack thereof in the May 18th primary. There are just over 900 registered Republican voters in Stone County. So today, tomorrow, and Monday are the final 3 days to vote early in the special election. You can do so at the county clerk's office during regular office hours. Dateline Calico Rock, where authorities say the remains of an Izard County woman were found after a fire broke out at her home and her estranged husband has been arrested on arson charges. Authorities say the remains of 67-year-old Mary Dickey were found Tuesday in the rubble of her home near Calico Rock. Her house was destroyed by a blaze on Sunday. Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said Dickey has split up with her husband, Donald Dickey, who was arrested on arson charges after the fire. The remains of Mary Dickey have been sent to the state crime lab to determine the cause of death. Authorities say they're still trying to determine how the fire started. It's a trial that's been going on for several weeks. Several days are left in it. The chairman of the state medical board says Dr. Randeep Mann did not understand why he had persistent problems with the medical board for over-prescribing drugs. Dr. Trent Pierce testified Wednesday in the trial of Mann, who's charged in the 2009 bombing that nearly killed Pierce. Pierce testified that he scolded Mann when the doctor first came before the board in 2003. He said he told Mann that he expected him to be back before the board if he did not change his practices. Well, the board suspended Mann's right to prescribe narcotics after complaints that several patients fatally overdosed. Prosecutors claimed that Mann planned the attack at Pierce's home in retaliation. Wednesday, during court, marked the first time that Pierce had spoken publicly about the bombing. He still bears visible scars on his face from the explosion, which occurred after a homemade bomb blew up in his driveway.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A large crowd was on hand Wednesday morning for Harp Supermarket grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremonies at Southside. Area residents gathered around 10 o'clock to hear a welcome from Harp's chief executive officer, Roger Collins. Later on that morning, Roger and I talked again about the big crowd that came to wish him well and also to shop Harp's.
Yeah, it was really a great crowd. We expected a lot of people, but we had more than we expected, so it was fantastic. We really want to be the best supermarket in this area and have people come to us because they really think we're great. We hope people will be patient with us. We know it'll take a while for the newness to wear off, but we got every retro running and going as fast as we can, so we're very excited and glad to be a part of the community. And Harps has always been great to support the communities and give back, be a great partner.
Harp's chief executive officer, Roger Collins, who added the store at the start employed about 40 associates. Store manager Kevin Parker said through a job fair at Southside School, the company hired the area's best from over 400 job applicants. The supermarket is housed in a 17,000-square-foot building. And a West Batesville woman has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with failing to register as a sex offender as required by law. It's a felony. The court information said 28-year-old April G. Sutton, whose address was listed in the 1700 block of Davis Lane in West Batesville, had been residing in the county for more than a year, well, since March of 2009. Law says that a convicted sex offender must register with the sheriff's office within 10 days of moving to a new area. The court document said Sutton was first arrested this week on a state of Missouri warrant for failing to register as a sex offender in that state. The record also says she was convicted of that same charge, failing to register, back in 2003. Her bond, $25,000, as we bring you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.